This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a TV viewer, you can see the martial law in Germany and Austria and all over the world. They're coming in and checking that people inside restaurants eating croissants and drinking coffee have taken their injections. The video's on Infowars.com. Paris police in this particular video check proof of vaccination while diners eat. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's happening. This is what's coming here. Have you had your shot? Have we put in your body what we need? And everybody used to having their papers checked. Robert Barnes, this is where we're about to be next if we don't say no.
Completely. I mean, you'll get to detention camps, being checked for your papers just to go into a restaurant, for your kid to go to school, drop your kid off to school, and all of a sudden it'll be surprise vaccination day, and you have no idea what's going into your kid's body with implied consent being presumed because you left your kid off at a public school.
And the media censors when people die.
Absolutely. I mean, to the degree
the American Heart Association can't tell you there's a heart attack race. The UN said didn't authorize that.
We're seeing people drop dead during games or have major heart incidents.
66-time increase.
It's incredible. I mean, right live for us to watch it, and they're trying to tell us what we just watched, what we just saw, what we just witnessed was not what we just watched or just witnessed or just saw. And more people are getting to understand that and realize that and recognize that. For example, Richard Barris, People's Pundit, did polling to look at how many people are reporting severe reactions to the vaccine. It's now over 5%. And that's about 50 times higher than the number of people who report serious problems from COVID.
And again, imagine, like you said earlier, the tail. If this is just up front, good.
The risk wasn't supposed to be short term. The risk was supposed to be long term. It was supposed to be we're not going to see any bad. When we were looking at studying the fighting this legally, we're like, the problem is going to be the vaccine's not going to injure people until 10 years from now, and then it's going to be too late to do anything about it. What we did not expect is that it would have this severe an impact right out of the gate. When you have 1 out of 20 people reporting severe disabling reactions to the vaccine, and these are people that are simply aware of it. This doesn't cover the people that are dead because they can't be polled, obviously, nor does it cover people who don't know that they're stroke, don't know that they're heart problems, don't know that they're neurological problems, don't know that their physical problems are in reaction and response to the vaccine.
That's probably 5 times what we already know.
Absolutely. That's the historical metrics. When they've actually studied this, it's anywhere from 10 to 100 times more people experience adverse effects from the vaccines than they actually realize or recognize. And 90% of people who suffer from medical malpractice never even know about it to even bring legal remedy about it. So, I mean, it is terrifying the number of people who are being harmed by this experimental drug, and that's why there's such an effort to silence and censor anybody who points it out, regardless of whether they're a doctor, a scientist, a politician, a public official, or an ordinary citizen.
Well, that interview yesterday with Robert Kennedy Jr. on InfoWars with Christy Lee was so powerful. It's on band video. I hope everybody shares it. Robert Barnes, we got a minute and a half to break. Closing comments. Really great to have you here.
Well, the key has been everybody in the court of public opinion fighting back. So all those people that may think they're powerless, who may think that they can't challenge things, can't contest things, can't question things, can't put up any kind of resistance. The reality is you go into your local school board, you talking to your employer, you talking to a friend or neighbor, you supporting places like InfoWars and keeping it alive despite the massive legal lawfare that is being fought against them in the political war and the court of public opinion and the media lies and libels and the efforts of politicians to try to defame and destroy. Despite all of that, the reason why InfoWars still exists, the reason why they haven't had the degree of success that they wanted to in this COVID landscape, in this public health dictatorship and tyranny, is because of ordinary people like you fighting back. It's only because you've continued to resist, you've continued to share independent information, you've continued to contribute in the court of public opinion, which is ultimately reflects itself in the courts of legislators and politicians, and then ultimately shows up in the courts of law themselves. And that's why we're seeing court after court after court saying these are lawless actions that are taking place, and that's just the beginning of the fight back, and that fight back is only possible because ordinary everyday people like yourselves have chosen to do something about it.
That's right. The globalists have launched a major attack. They started it, but humanity's awakening and really positive things are happening. I mean, I got to say, right now, we're kicking the globalists' ass. I mean, if you look where this goes, they're in deep trouble, but they're going to pull some new stuff.
Oh, yeah. The battle is just beginning. But the people are fighting back in such a way that that is the only way we will be able to restore and keep liberty.
How do folks find that great podcast show you do?
Sure. If you want, VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com is where all of our content is curated together.
All right, Robert Barnes, thank you so much. Jason Burmes takes over. Then Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes.
We have launched the most important sale of the year. Because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body, and it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, and so much more at InfoWarStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom, bet on InfoWars, bet on yourself, and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarStore.com.
Everybody, Jason Burmes here doing the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before we get going, I do want to say this. InfoWars is under attack. Save. InfoWars.com is where you can go right now to support this broadcast and independent journalism you truly will not see anywhere else. Now, with the Ghislaine Maxwell trial in the news and the controversy amongst, I would say, some viewers of this program and others on whether or not Donald Trump had a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, I think it is important to be perfectly honest that they did and that there are aspects of Trump that we must be critical of. So we're going to explore what that relationship was really about and what information we have about that relationship as opposed to some of the other relationships that Jeffrey Epstein had. We're going to get into why Bill Barr was never, ever, ever a good choice to be the head of the Department of Justice, okay, the Attorney General under Trump, and why that was one of his large failures. And then what I'd really like to do is expound upon the discussion that Alex Jones, Michael Cernovich, and Tim Pool had on Trump's failures, because I know there's a lot of people, including, Alex at this point, that want Trump in 2024. But unless we are going to have some major mea culpas, not just with his relationship with Epstein and wishing Ghislaine Maxwell well, by the way, twice as she was arrested, we really have to look at the Assange situation and why that was one of the largest failures out there. So let's start with where this relationship was at. And it appears by most standards that there was a business relationship in properties at some point, and of course these guys hanging out. Now, I want to emphasize there is no evidence of any type of pedophilia, and that the way that they went after Trump, love him or hate him, you have to believe that if they had that evidence, they would have used it against him. But in the book Filthy Rich by James Patterson from 2016, you really got a glimpse that there was a relationship. And what's interesting about that book is that James Patterson is like the most prolific and popular fiction writer out there at that point. I would even argue he rivals Stephen King, right, as one of the most notable authors out there. I will say this, after this book, he did do a book with Bill Clinton. We can't ignore that fact. And it was that book that Filthy Rich, the Netflix Jeffrey Epstein special, was based on, which did not talk about any of the intelligence ties. Okay, and that's huge and very important and something we will get into, especially when we talk about Bill Barr. But in this book, you not only had the story that, yes, they were traveling together and hanging out together, but that they had had a falling out
via a incident at Mar-a-Lago, where one of the people that worked for Trump for a very long time, his daughter had been turned out and abused by Epstein. Now, later on, documentation will come out that that was Virginia Giuffre Roberts. Now, Virginia Giuffre Roberts is not testifying in this trial. That should let you know right out of the gates, this is more than likely a show trial, as they will not go into information that links people like Bill Richardson, Glenn Dubin, George Mitchell, and others, despite the fact that their names are named by the pilot, right? And in that information, Virginia Giuffre Roberts identifies as this girl from Mar-a-Lago and says that is why that relationship ended. But there are others that say that it ended over a business deal. Now, whether or not you believe that Trump was on Epstein's plane, one of the other things that I always talked about was there's no doubt that he rode on Donald Trump's plane. So all the way back, I think it was like in the early 2000s, Vanity Fair had done a piece where they were talking to Donald Trump, and he was on a plane with Melania, and he commented to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell as they got on his plane that he had broken the cardinal sin and been late for someone else's plane. And again, this is a failure on Trump's part. Remember, Trump played the Epstein card on the way into office, right? Hannity asks Trump about Bill Clinton, who we now know for sure 20-plus times on the plane, the Clinton Initiative, claimed by Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer to be started by Jeffrey Epstein. You have that crazy painting of Bill Clinton in a blue dress in his New York mansion. Just nutty stuff, right? Just nutty stuff. But Trump leaned into it when Hannity asked him about Bill Clinton. He said, oh, well, he might have some problems being a friend of Jeffrey Epstein. So he was playing to that base that they wanted him to vote for, okay? And when you look at this, he, you know, bragged apparently, Epstein bragged that he had thrown parties where Melania Trump was actually introduced to Donald before they were married. Now, I'm actually going to play a very positive Trump clip a little later on when we get into this COVID 1984 total takeover, fourth industrial revolution, transhumanist agenda. But I want to say this. There are huge problems with Donald Trump. And no matter how negatively I'm about to talk about him, I want to say I voted for him twice over the other candidates. When you had the first time around, I was much more a Rand Paul guy when we were at the primaries. But Trump was the other guy, in my opinion, that was saying more truth than anybody. And, you know, I had to roll the dice on him. And in some respects, you know, I think that his president did have major accomplishments. In others, especially with Assange, which we'll get into, it did not. So going in to Trump, I wanted to say these three things. And I was warning about these three things prior to the fact of him being elected. Number one, Donald Trump is a gangster, all right? He's a gangster, guys. I hate to tell you, that doesn't mean that he goes around shooting people or, you know, capping them off. But this is a guy that started Atlantic City. Now, if you don't think that building a city that's based on organized gambling doesn't have anything to do with crime, I mean, just think about the unions and the construction all the way back in the 80s. Again, you're not paying attention. Two, kind of a misogynist, guys. Three wives, Stormy Daniels, beauty pageants, a guy that, you know, basically bragged about living on Big Macs and floozies, right? Not a surprise. All things I could get over. Three, and he's an actor. He was an actor. You go even outside of his reality TV show, and he's somebody I grew up with as a kid. He was very primed on shows like Donahue and Oprah and others. And then on top of that, you had that vaudeville aspect of him being related to professional wrestling all the way back in the day. So those were things that I warned about. You took them with Donald Trump or you were lying to yourself. And the fact that he might be led astray when it comes to war and foreign policy, and I think that was absolutely 100%. The case, right? So you look at, for instance, Bill Barr, and we got about a minute and a half, so we're going to play the clip on the other side. But Bill Barr actually had to talk about recusing himself from the Epstein case because he worked for Kirkland and Ellis, who represented Epstein, during the 2007-2008 Palm Beach trial. Yeah, they were doing law work for them. And then you get into Maria Farmer, who's not being called in this case. She went to what? The police and the NYPD all the way back in 1996. And we only found that out in 2017. Wasn't common knowledge. I mean, was it because Epstein had intelligence connections? Was it the fact that that was brought up to Alexander Acosta, who made that sweetheart deal, and also another failure of Trump, was his labor secretary, gets asked about it, says, well, you know, basically talks around it, and then all of a sudden has to resign. Ask yourself that question. We're going to get deeper into Bill Barr, his relationship with the CIA, the deep state, and even Robert Mueller. Oh, they were best buddies before Russiagate? Oh, they covered up the BCCI scandal together that you're going to learn about on the flip side? You bet they did. Only at InfoWars.com. I am Jason Berman, sitting in for the fourth hour. Remember to go to check out SaveInfoWars.com and make that donation right now. They need you, folks. We will see you on the flip side.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I look into
We are back. I'm Jason Berman, sitting in for Alex Jones in the fourth hour. We're talking Bill Barr and BCCI. Now, for those that are not aware of what the BCCI scandal is, it was a scandal in which you had those working in the Iran-Contra network, those working in the then Bin Laden network, and then a slew of other power players in politics and drug running getting caught up in a huge banking scandal. And guess what? The intelligence networks were involved, and that's why they called in their man, Bill Barr, to work with their man, Robert Mueller, to cover up the vast majority. Before I play this clip, I need people to understand that Bill Barr is lifelong CIA. He was in the Central Intelligence Agency before he became a lawyer. Okay, that's number one. Then he was chosen by Mr. CIA himself, George Herbert Walker Bush, as his attorney general, one of the youngest ever. I believe the only two younger under him were Robert Kennedy Jr. and Ramsey Clark. Ramsey Clark, actually a very good man. So let's play this clip, and you're going to find out a little bit about BCCI and how behind the scenes Bill Barr was kind of negotiating all the work for the probe, okay? And all the focus was then on Robert Mueller, who not only will become his adversary in Russiagate, but also was put as the head of the FBI right as the 9/11 thing got going and obfuscated the truth there and put down whistleblowers, including Robert Wright, Barry Carmody, and others. So let's play this clip.
Attorney General Designate Barr faces likely questions on speed of BCCI probe. What's that about?
Well, as you know, that's probably the largest bank scandal to hit town in many a moon. And he's going to be asked about why the Justice Department didn't move faster on obvious leads. I think it'll come out that in July, he took charge of this and began pushing for more speed. And while all the attention is focused on Assistant Attorney General Robert Mueller, who heads the criminal division, I think it'll turn out that Barr had quite a role.
So again, working with Mueller back in the day, this is how this works. And I would be remiss if I did not note, okay, that it was reported that Bill Barr visited Epstein's prison prior to the first suicide attempt. Of course, the factcheck.org people have said it's a baseless claim that Barr was there. But when you look at this, think about it. You've got two different incidents. You've got no camera footage whatsoever. You've got a prison in MCCC that kept El Chapo and had not had another suicide for 13 years. Okay, those are the things they don't want you to understand. So Bill Barr, never your friend, somebody that needed to really be looked at from the beginning. And again, a failure of the Trump administration to put somebody like that in power. And of course, that came to roost via the 2020 election. Okay. And when we talk about BCCI and them covering up all this Iran-Contra, you look at these networks. Now we have to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell and her father, Robert, and why that's important. Okay, because that Iran-Contra network, we're not going to play the clip, but anybody can check out my film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, for free. And in it, we have a large section, by the way, produced by InfoWars. In it, we have a large section in which we go over the fact that the Israelis were the ones that were buying the guns from Czechoslovakia and Poland, sending them down to South America. The drugs would be shipped up into Florida and MENA and then distributed. That money would then be reimbursed to the Israelis, giving plausible deniability and this network. Now, at the same time this is going on, right, during the 80s, there's this media mogul. You know, media, because, you know, there was no fake news back then, right? It wasn't intelligence-driven back then, named Robert Maxwell, that places like the Associated Press were telling you it was a hoax. It was a hoax that Seymour Hersh, one of the last few journalists living in this generation, still alive today, and we're going to get into Hersh and the Trump presidency in a moment, okay? Hersh hoaxed over claim of new evidence on Maxwell-Israel link. Because Maxwell, this media mogul, was really an Israeli asset, Mossad asset, connected to British intelligence. And these were the type of headlines at the time. Mirrorgate, a press empire, strikes back. Scandal, Seymour Hersh has been accused of libel because of book linking British journalists with Israeli Secret Service. Notice this is amplified and it's all over the place, right? 3 years later, it's a nice little side article right there. See how little the side article is? Tiny? Yeah. U.S. author gets apology in libel case. And by that time, Robert Maxwell had already fallen off his boat and died, the Lady Ghislaine. Okay? So this is the real deep state. This is the real intelligence network that you might get flavors of conservatism or liberalism, but at the core of it, they're all working together. And you know, just to talk about Assange for a moment, okay? You had Julian Assange and the fact that Trump knew that he was not the source of those documents through Russia. In other words, all the DNC documents out there. Seymour Hersh is on audio talking about how he had an FBI asset of his, who ends up in court papers to be Andrew McCabe, by the way. Okay, the deputy director of the FBI and somebody who is vocally against the Trump administration. Anybody can look into that as well. And in it, he not only says that the information seems to have come from Seth Rich, but this whole Russiagate thing is a Brennan operation. He says that, you know, that, yes, it was Seth Rich. And it was really Trump's arrogance by sending Dana Rohrabacher in to see Assange, and Assange still refusing to give up his source, as he had done. He said, look, all this information's public. I don't need to give up the source and not cut the deal with Trump. And Trump failed, man. Trump is, you know, somebody who took money from Sheldon Adelson, who headed up UC Global, right? That was his company, who worked with the CIA in plotting to kidnap and possibly kill Assange. Huge failure. Cassandra Fairbanks, she had audio tapes of one of Rick Reynolds' assistants talking about how they had showed Trump and Trump Jr., Don Jr., these pictures of sometimes women and children that they said had died because of the information that Assange had leaked, okay, because of this WikiLeaks stuff. All nonsense. And it's because of that that I believe Trump signed off on the National Counterintelligence Strategy 2020 to 2022. And, you know, there's a really telling part in this where ideologically motivated entities such as hacktivists, leaktivists, and public disclosure organizations pose the same significant terrorist threats as ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, Iran, Cuba, and North Korea. Think about that. No. Listen, we need public disclosure organizations. We need ideologically motivated entities that are ideologically motivated in telling the truth. So on the flip of this, when we come back, I'm actually going to play a clip of Donald Trump talking trash in front of the World Economic Forum in 2020, and Klaus Nutschwab will get to it. SaveInfoWars.com is where you can make an impact right now and save independent journalism.
We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning and it's only going to run until the end of the month. And that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great. And it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back. I'm Jason Berman, sitting in for Alex Jones in the fourth hour. We're going to move away from Epstein and the Ghislaine Maxwell case. If you want to see more coverage on that, I would encourage you to check out my Rockfin, where I'm not being censored. In fact, YouTube hit me with a strike two for apparently cyberbullying Epstein from a January 2020 video after he had not killed himself for the second time. Weird. I don't know how you cyberbully a dead person. Maybe you're right. I cyberbullied Ghislaine Maxwell. We're not sure. But I want to move this portion of the program into the fourth industrial revolution and this masquerade that somehow human beings are killing the planet and we need to regulate everything they do, give them a social credit score based on their carbon usage and how much they listen to the state in this New World Order repackaged Great Reset agenda, and give Trump some credit here. Now, What we're about to watch is Donald Trump talking at the World Economic Forum, yes, in front of Klaus Nutschwab, Mr. Not everybody can be a robot polisher. Oh, not everybody. Oh, thank you so much. After talking about some of the positives of his administration, and I would actually agree with this. He talks about energy independence. He talks about more money being in the pocket of regular Americans. That happened to me. I saw all these things and how people were then buying our energy, real competition with China financially. And then he gets into this about how the controllers and the doomsayers are doing these things because they just want more power, and that is not the way. And I got to think that the vast majority of people sitting watching what we're going to watch, about a minute and a half of this clip, were extremely uncomfortable when Trump started ripping this off. So let's get to the clip.
Continue to show strong leadership in restoring, growing, and better managing our trees and our forests. This is not a time for pessimism. This is a time for optimism. Fear and doubt is not a good thought process, because this is a time for tremendous hope and joy and optimism and action. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers, and I have them, and you have them, and we all have them. And they want to see us do badly, but we don't let that happen. They predicted an overpopulation crisis in the 1960s, mass starvation in the 70s. And an end of oil in the 1990s. These alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives. We will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country, or eradicate our liberty. America will always be the proud, strong, and unyielding bastion of freedom.
And I wish that that were the case. But you see how far along we've come with COVID-1984, and you got to ask the question, is it true? Are we really a bastion of freedom? Just because we're not quite Australia yet, or we're not quite Canada yet, this COVID-1984 nightmare will only end when we say no and no longer acquiesce, and not only that, but get some kind of justice by bringing these people to trial. Because make no mistake about it, this is a bioweapon. We have covered the fact that DARPA are behind these shots. DARPA and Moderna, again, partnering in 2013 to fight pandemics. We'll show you that in a moment. With people like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and AstraZeneca. And by then, you know, mRNA research, it was only therapeutics, it was drugs. That's because it didn't pass the definition for what a vaccine was. And, of course, it was to fight pandemics with these drugs, including coronaviruses. Oh, nothing to see here. And notice that just like Trump said, these perennial doomsayers are always talking about the climate. Oh, the climate. Well, I want to show you this clip. And it is extremely alarming, but it's something that Alex Jones and I actually covered way back in the day in 2009, ABC had put together a piece called Earth 2100, where in the first 10 seconds, they talk about New York City being under full quarantine. Okay, they talk about pestilence in the Midwest. That hasn't come true yet. Okay, but we'll see. And then plagues on the West Coast and all these people in their little masks. Oh, that's nice. And they had cartoons during it and fake news programs. And Anthony Fauci's in it talking about the natural viruses, right? The natural viruses that are going to arise from climate change. And they show you the internment camps and the geoengineering. But I think that this piece of predictive programming you're about to watch in the first 10 seconds should let you know that these things have been in the works for many years.
In my life, I've seen New York City under full quarantine. The Midwest overrun, devastated by pests. Plague sweep across California.
I mean, take a look at that. Oh, so when the plague sweeps across California in 2009, we know that the paper masks are going to be what everybody's doing. Oh, the COVID-1984, yeah, natural bat and pangolin virus. I'm sure. It has nothing to do with this transhumanist agenda that was literally put on paper in 2001, pre-9/11, by a guy named Dennis Bushnell, who's the chief scientist of NASA today, by the way. And he talked about these evolutionary parts of mankind, the bots, Borgs, and humans. Welcome you to 2025 AD. There's DARPA right at the top. Oh, lovely. Lovely indeed. And it tells you right here, in 2001, this is all based on existing data trends analysis technologies and is not pixie dust. No pixie dust. So when Alex Jones tells you they're ready to put biological nanotechnology into your food now, they talked about it in this document. It was here. Okay? It tells you that inputs to new procurement decisions are there for 40 years. Okay? It takes about 15 years. Sorry, behind my head. 15 years to produce, 40 years in inventory. All right? And when we get to what era this is, we're in the bio-nano era, baby, 2020. He predicted it 19 years ago. Okay? What did people just inject their bodies with? Bio-nanotechnology. It's gone on a global scale. And we got about 2 minutes. So I am going to try to play this clip very quickly of Dennis Bushnell, okay, who's this gentleman right here that we're talking about, discussing about sustainability and how your standard of living is actually going to go down. This is in 2011, 10 years after this document.
Over to sustainability, the crashing of the ecosystem is due to population growth and the way we're now living, our standard of living. The estimates vary between 30 and 50% of a planet that we're currently short to sustain the standard of living and the current population, much less the population growth. As the Asians and their billions come up as they are at 9 to 11% growth rate to Western standards of living, we're going to be short three more planets, and they're not readily available. This will result in peak everything. This will result in standards of living plunging. There's a partial solution.
And we'll talk about that partial solution a little bit later, but we're never going to get that technology. Notice the code word is sustainability. He's telling you there that they have a solution. Ray Kurzweil kind of does the same thing. We'll see if we get to that clip as well, because he dispels this myth of overpopulation. But the code word is sustainability. Okay, standards of living are dropping. When we get back, we're going to play Bushnell telling you that automation is coming. There's nothing the robots can't do. They put 10,000 brain chips in people over a decade ago and much more. I am Jason Burmes sitting in for the fourth hour via Alex Jones. You want to help support InfoWars.com? Go to SaveInfoWars.com right now and make a donation for liberty and freedom of speech.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are back. I am Jason Berman, sitting in the fourth hour for Alex Jones. We're talking about transhumanism, and what you're about to see is one of those doomsayers, right? Because NASA really isn't about going to the moon and going to Mars. In fact, only 20% of what they actually do has anything to do with space exploration whatsoever. And in this next clip, Dennis Bushnell, still the chief scientist of NASA, somebody who's been around since the Apollo days, by the way, is going to tell you about these exponential growths in the quantum nanobio era. He's going to tell you about how humans are increasingly becoming obsolete. We don't know what humans are actually going to be doing in the future. It's not clear, but there are no jobs the robots can't do. Okay, so let's play this clip. And again, this is the author of that future strategic warfare document that just seems to be right on point with everything that's happening in the globe right now.
Just as an example, we are in a jobless economic recovery. There's about 7 million jobs missing. Some of them were globalized and offshore. The rest of them are gold. The code word is productivity improvement, which is a code word for ever better automation and robotization.
So let me just stop you right there. You notice all these code words? By definition, a code word means it actually means something else. It's like a Bernaysian talking point. Okay? So sustainability, better productivity. That means what automation and the robotization of the industries around you, less human beings.
If you look at the way the robots are going, human-level machine intelligence from the IBM Brain Project is now about 10 to 15 years up.
And by the way, this is 10 years ago. Let me repeat that. This is 10 years ago.
Via biomimetics, where they nanosection the neocortex, and they're replicating in silicon. Okay? And they're having great success in all of this. So this is not soft computing. This is via biomimetics. We have looked 20, 30 years out with the way robotics and automation and machine intelligence is going, and what jobs the machines cannot do. The answer is none.
The answer is none. And that may be hard for people to realize, but he's going to make a joke, again, that makes people uncomfortable, that we thought we needed them in the nursing homes, but Japan put them in the nursing homes, and they actually like the robots better. And that's why we're seeing a push for Grace, the robot that will bring telemedicine. Oh, we're going to have robots there. We already use them for COVID, by the way, the Sophia robot in Australia. Oh, and it's just so awesome.
We thought we need human touch labor in the nursing homes for a while, but the Japanese 2 years ago put robots in the nursing homes, and patients like them much better than the humans. the machines are creating wealth within the structures of the ecosystem capability. The machines are reducing costs, okay, producing wealth, but the humans increasingly can't compete. I have a friend, Steve Thaler, who has developed an imagination machine, okay, which is a neural net which he trains and deprives of all rational input, and this neural net sits there and dreams like people dream, producing new ideas 24/7, 365 on milliwatts, and he has a critic neural net sitting in the weeds recording all of these new ideas and checking them out for various problems and metrics. This thing has produced better toothpaste for Palmolive, it has produced better warheads for the Air Force, and it produces far more ideas, far faster and cheaper than buildings full of people.
Than buildings full of people. All these people that don't think that AI is a reality, I got a newsflash. Just because it's not real consciousness, okay, it's not what we are as human beings, I totally believe that we are special. That we will not be uploading our consciousness does not mean that the things that he just stated are indeed not factual and that this AI will be a separate form of intelligence.
Okay. So along with all of the other jobs which the machines are, and you know, I've got charts on this, okay? I have tracked which jobs, which have gone, which ones have come in. There's a magnificent book on this called by Martin Ford. It's called Lights in the Tunnel. And if you can sleep well after reading that book, okay, then you're not quite as sensitive as maybe I thought you were. I mean, what people will do all day is not clear.
What people will do all day is not clear. And then the next part, so again, automation is coming. The robots are coming. This is 10 years old. You look at the document from 2025. We're on that pace. And then he's going to tell you if you don't want to succumb to transhumanism, a.k.a. have the latest brain chip, you're really not going to be able to compete with the computers.
What we're doing with these, this is only one of the seven, okay, is that the machines are taking the jobs, and the humans increasingly can't compete. We're also becoming cyborgs, okay? We have cochlear implants, artificial retinas, artificial hearts, direct brain prosthetic limb communication, brain chips. We put brain chips into about 10,000 people. It affects congenitally defective brains. Doctors working on brain chips or super soldiers. 15, 20 years out, if you don't have the latest chip in, you can't compete, particularly with the machines. Okay? So we are merging with the machines. Okay? There's some really massive effects of the IT bio, nano, quantum energetics tech revolutions that are now on a double exponential.
A double exponential. You know, I wanted to play more clips for you. I wanted to play even Elon Musk. talking about how overpopulation is a myth, as well as Ray Kurzweil, the man that is behind things like the idea of the singularity and is very much for the merging of human beings with machines on levels that will no longer allow us to keep our humanity, in my opinion. But instead of doing that, I'm just to encourage you to go check out all of this stuff on your own. You can check out the Future Strategic Warfare document. You can actually do your own research. It doesn't matter if the New York Times or the Washington Post tells you that that's a bad thing. As long as you can, you know, read on a fourth grade level and have some kind of search skills via the internet, which at this point 99%+ of us have, you too can think for yourself. And that is so important in an era where people are constantly being censored, being canceled, being deplatformed. And I want to remind everybody out there that InfoWars was at the cusp of that. And many of you did not step up to the plate and say, hey, whether I agree with Alex Jones is a moot point. He gets to speak. And it's only because of InfoWars and Alex Jones that I was able to produce documentaries like Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, which are all free on YouTube, on my platform, Rockfin, which I would encourage you to go to, as well as Shade the Motion Picture, which Alex is, of course, featured in. And again, SaveInfoWars.com, 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 because we need outlets that are going to explore reality. That doesn't mean we're perfect. Jason Burmes isn't perfect, okay? I get things wrong all the time. I try to make those things clear. I say, hey, you know what? Got it wrong. I'm a human being. I'm not a god. I don't claim to be. And hopefully we can move on. We can look at other information. I also look at information that may be uncomfortable for my current belief paradigm. You know, there are certain things that come out on these things. Did I want Kevin Spacey to be accused of sex with children? You know, of plying some 16-year-old in a hotel back in the day and trying to get him to sleep with him, and then Vulture doing an article about another young teenage boy? Of course not. I like a lot of his work. Did I want Bryan Singer to have a ton of evidence that he was a multiple-time pedophile? Nope. But, you know, I watched an Open Secrets film, okay, and I saw the documentation, and those two worked together on something like The Usual Suspects that I still think is a great piece of art. But you think I'm going to go any softer on Kevin Spacey or Bryan Singer or any other Hollywood or government pedophile? No, sir, I'm not, and neither is InfoWars, and that is so important. So I'm going to implore you one more time, folks. SaveInfoWars.com is where you can go make a donation, support free speech. If you want to support me, please go to rockfin.com, rokfin.com/Jason Burmes. Make the free account. Follow me there for things that you are not going to see on ABC News, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN. Not going to happen, because it's never about left or right to me. It's always about right and wrong. Now is the time that we all become the great resistance to this very real New World Order, Great Reset agenda. Thanks for joining me, and SaveInfoWars.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.